Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life. Hey guys, welcome to Glam Mom Social. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about my Mom Glam journal that I just launched. I know that I haven't talked too much about it on social media, but I've been really just trying to stay humble and practice the journal on my own and really take some time to journal with my family, because I think that it has brought so much value to myself and the kids. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about what it is and how it all works. So the journal was inspired by my stay at RCH. I'm not sure if all of you guys know my story, but I'll briefly tell you a little bit about it. I was hospitalized at 18 weeks with my third child. I was having quite a bit of bleeding that was not going away. So the time finally came where I basically just checked myself into the hospital, and I just knew that something was wrong and I needed to be cared for. So I did that. So at 18 weeks, I was hospitalized. And through my 6 weeks while I was there on bed rest, I could not do anything but get up and shower. The minute I would get up and, you know, try and walk around, I would be in so much pain. I would keep bleeding. So the universe or God or whatever you believe in was basically telling me to just slow down and stop. Stop whatever you're doing and just take time to just be present. So through this journey, I decided to start a personal blog, which is something that I've always wanted to do. I started a personal blog and I started blogging, and I thought that I was just, you know, blogging. But as I look back on my blog posts, I recognized that it was a form of journaling. And I also had a journal that I kept with me at the hospital that I would write in every day. But I started to recognize that my blog was my journal. And through that, through journaling and sharing my journey with all of you guys on social media and wherever you may find me, it really helped me, and it really helped my healing journey. I can't say that I'm 100% healed from this experience. Every day, you know, is a struggle. Some days are wonderful. Other days, some of that trauma comes up. This journey is not something, I guess, sorry, the trauma that has happened through this journey is part of my journey. You know, I don't ever feel like the trauma is, I don't ever feel as though the trauma is happening to me. I totally 100% believe that. Why is it happening for me? So anytime that I'm having an off day, I always know that there's a reason why I'm having the off day, for something better to come, for something better to happen, for me to learn a lesson. There's got to be a reason behind it. I'm a 100% believer of that. In that moment, yes, I have my shitty days, and I sometimes can barely get out of bed, and sometimes I just cry all day, but that is part of my healing. And I truly believe that Stella, my daughter, was brought to us to help us through these things, but most importantly, help you guys and help whoever is listening or whoever's watching through something that they are going through. So I'm just a tool from God through Stella to help all women achieve whatever it is that they are meant to achieve for whatever reason. So that kind of brings me into the reason why I started, or I launched this e-journal. I launched the e-journal because I wanted other women to
experience that, experience a form of healing. So you'll see different sections in my e-journal. You'll see a section for goals. You'll see a section for journaling, a section for exercise, a section for a food journal. I am by no means an expert in, you know, exercise or food or anything like that, but I have incorporated a page in the back of resources of where I found my healing through food and my healing through exercise and all that stuff. Andra Saliba Nutrition was a huge part of my life and my mental state. Claudia Chirico from Bioenergy Healing has played a huge part. Seeing a therapist has played an immense, huge part, and it was the linking, like the missing piece to my puzzle. Just having like an outlet of somebody to talk to and someone who has also studied mental health was huge for me. So I can't say enough about these three top people in my life. But the journal is there for you guys to practice journaling, practice writing down your thoughts, practice writing down your goals. They don't have to be huge. It could literally just be one goal, and the one goal could be, you know, drink more water, or see my friends more often, or, you know, take one trip a year, or save money. Whatever it is that you know will make you happy, choose one thing, write it down, and start practicing working towards that. Start practicing a little bit of self-care. And what I found was that by writing my thoughts, it released a lot of pressure that I would put on myself, pressure that I would put on my family, you know, all my fears that I had, anything that I felt that kind of dragged me down. By putting it on paper, it made it feel so small. It didn't seem as big as it really was. So I hope that you guys take away a little nugget from this, and I hope that this journal inspires you to do bigger things, or this might be the biggest thing that you've ever done, but I hope that it helps you and heals you and inspires you in some way. And just a reminder that 50% of the proceeds go to BC Women's NICU, as well as RCH NICU, because that's where Stella and I started our journey. So 50% of proceeds will go to them. And essentially, this journal will be given to and passed on to all the moms in the NICU through the holiday season, because we always do something for the holiday seasons for the moms there. So this was inspired to be donated to them through the holiday season. So I would love your support through this. But most of all, I would love to hear your comments and your stories. So you can leave a comment on my podcast or leave a review. That would be huge for me, just to hear your feedback and your thoughts on this. You could also head on over to Glad Mom Social Podcast and DM me your thoughts, or the Mompreneur Journey on Instagram. DM me your thoughts, leave a comment on one of my photos. All your comments are welcome. All your questions are welcome. And if there's anything that you guys absolutely need, or if you're going through a hard time and you just need someone to listen or guide you through, please do not hesitate to reach out, because we are all a community and we are all here together to uplift each other. I love you all.
Thank you for following along. Be sure to tune in to our social media page, Glam Mom Social Podcast on Instagram, and follow along on my website at www.rosannamorano.com.